Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Agulter dictating an ASPE report on Rosa Torres Norant. Date of birth 5/15/1945. Due procedure May 10, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Agulter. Due referring physician is Dr. Joanna Tapka. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy, polypectomy, cold snare polypectomy. Indication is abdominal pain, colorectal cancer screening, personal history of colon polyps. Please note screening and surveillance. Description of procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient. The patient is brought to an SVC, placed in the lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care. My digital rectal exam was normal. Well lubricated omphysodial colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum and ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, tumor colon, and the rectum. Period. A retroflex view is obtained of the rectum. Boston Bob prep score was graded as a 7-2-3-2, good prep period. Please go back before careful examination made of the cecum and ileocecal valve. And also note terminal ileum last 5 centimeters was intubated and evaluated period. Please go back and write. After Boston Bob prep score was graded as 7, good prep. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings: the terminal ileum, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line. There were two rectal sessile. Sorry, delete that. There was an approximately 10 millimeter cecal sessile polyp and loop cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There were two rectosigmoid colon polyps. One was approximately 10 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy, and the other was diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a total of 6 rectal polyps, period. Two were ranging in size from 8 to 10 millimeters and removed with cold snare polypectomy, and the other 4 were diminutive in size and sessile and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis coli on the left side. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were small and non-bleeding noted on retroflexion. As well as hypertrophy to anal papillae. Next line, plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, given the abdominal pain, would recommend CAT scan for further evaluation. We'll discuss further in the clinic. Next line, follow-up in offices previously scheduled.